Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929, and apparently a lot of you have a lot of thoughts today because the lines are full. So let's start with Blaine in Atlanta. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up, buddy? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. First-time caller. Moved from Savannah up to Atlanta back at the end of November, so I've been listening to you guys on the way to work every morning.
Hey, welcome, man.
I grew up in the Town Lake area, so knew about 929 a game. One of my buddies listens to you all the time, so started listening to y'all on the way to work and love it. I got a point on the whole oyster story. I'm a glass half full guy, so I love oysters too. I eat them with the saltine crackers, but I bet it was a good experience having it with the flatbread. So it's a different thing. So I know Canoe probably should have those saltines, but I don't look at it as any shame. I think that was a cool opportunity, and I bet it was pretty good.
Phenomenal call. I like the positivity.
Phenomenal call, and I will comment on this. It was incredible. It absolutely was incredible to have with the pita flatbread, man. I don't even remember what it was called, but it was like some kind of baked flatbread. It was phenomenal. So yeah, great call. Right, and good. To your point, glass half full guy. I love that.
There you go. All right, let's go to Rob in Northwest Georgia. What's up, Rob?
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, man?
Hey, I went on a double date to a girl that I was dating prior. And we had just met these people, and we went to a pretty nice Japanese steakhouse. And the girl that was with us, her date, he looked like maybe Jim Varney off of Ernest Goes to Camp. And he looked at when they were taking our drink order, the waitress barely spoke any English. And he looked at her and asked her if they had any rolls, any kind of rolls. And he was dead serious. I thought he was joking, but he was asking for rolls at a Japanese steakhouse. And I looked at him and I said, they have sushi rolls.
Yeah, I don't think
they have those kind of rolls.
We got a California roll.
Very confusing. I don't know who was more confused, me or the lady that didn't hardly speak any English. So. Well,
sounds like, Jim's like, man. Jim Varney was the one that was confused, thinking it was a Texas Roadhouse.
That's probably, it sounds like your story of being up in New York and the guy you making fun of you.
Yeah, but I didn't ask. But the thing about New York is I didn't ask for anything. I mean,
yeah,
he just decided to come at me because.
Pompous arrogance of a New Yorker.
Yes. Well, I mean, there's that's not uncommon.
I have been the victim of arrogant, pompous people in New York. I hate New York City, dude. I'm never going back.
I saw this thing on Twitter, and whatever. And it was a picture of the coast of Italy. I mean, just beautiful.
Yeah,
absolutely beautiful. And he goes, imagine living here and wanting to move to New Jersey. I just died laughing. Because, because you know, a lot of Italian people live in the Jersey area, and it's so funny that because I mean it's like, yep. I immediately thought of Zeno, who will tell you he's not from Jersey, but
he's
acts
from Long
like
Island.
It.
Long Island. We got him picked up on that. And by the way, today's Mic'd Up was brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations, and I guarantee you they have saltines at Buffalo's. Just want to throw that back out.
Are you going to be standing outside Canoe? Like maybe later today with a sign that says, "We want saltines.
Free the saltines. Free the saltines." No, and as a matter of fact, let me hammer that point home again. Phenomenal service and phenomenal restaurant. It just
someone from there
I
was,
is
gonna
this
gonna
is a
reach
personal
out
issue. Personal issue. Personal issue.
You're gonna have a box of crackers.
I'm the one that had the issue coming away from it. But I think we've all been there.
I think you just felt you were insecure in the moment because. And I have these too. Like I don't go to like nice restaurants all the time. I mean, I get to go to them, but they're not. It's not like every week I'm at a nice restaurant. I'm not Steak, you know, or Mike Bell or anybody. I just kind of frequent the same places: Cancun's, a Clubhouse, you know, that kind of stuff. And I think you just felt in that moment like, am I the
new money guy walking around here? That's still out of place.
That's more common than I think we understand.
I agree.
Let's go back to the lines. We got Mentee. Good
there
morning, Mentee.
Yes. At least once a week, Bo Morgan says something to just make me swerve in traffic. I'm not upset with you, Mike. I actually take my own hot sauce with me when I go.
Yes.
I'm bougie like that, and I actually make my own hot sauce because I don't think the general public appreciates it as much as I do. So,
how hot is your hot sauce?
Yeah, how many jalapenos are we giving a scale from 1 to 5?
No. Please, we use the Scotch Bonnet, my brother. All right, Scotch Bonnet.
You're not rolling with this in your pockets? Are you going with a lady friend?
Yeah, he stays
in someone's
strapped.
Purse?
He stays strapped in his pockets.
I keep it in the glove compartment console of my car.
Yes.
Okay? And I make it enough and I consume it enough that it never spoils in it because I'm going through it.
How do you get it into the restaurant? That's what I need to know.
Oh, my gosh.
If I'm wearing slacks and a blazer, I just put it in the pocket of my blazer.
Oh, okay, there you go.
This is incredible.
It's not against the law. It's not like it's contraband.
I'm not saying it is. I just didn't know if he had a bottle and he's walking up to the restaurant.
I love it.
Or if he's going with his girl and she's stashing it in her purse.
I can just see Mentee sitting at the bar and handing it to somebody else that's three seats down and being like, "Here, man.
Hey, don't get caught. Don't get caught."
But they appreciate it. Once I give them the recipe, garlic, Scotch bonnet, two parts oil, a little bit of salt, you know what I'm saying? And you mix that in the blender with a little mustard.
Easy, don't give it away. We got to bottle this and start making it.
Yep. We'll hit up the people at the W Sauce and see if we can get this bottle up.
I really want to know why you always got to be Tom Cruise in your own movie, man. Like, How come you thinking outside the box when you literally thought something that has went through all of our minds at one point in time?
Hey, why would I let you star in the movie of my life? I'm the star in my movie in my life.
That's the problem.
Come on.
You always got to be the Oscar nomination, award-winning actor in a movie.
Yeah.
All we need you to do is just play the supporting actor role. You know what I'm saying? We don't believe you're no more Tom Cruise.
Thanks for the call, Mentee.
Let me tell you something.
Thank you for that.
If you're not the Tom Cruise in your life, then that's a you problem. Because I ain't never going to be the supporting actor in my own movie.
All right. I'll try to get these other three callers. And we got Chris in College Park. What's going on, Chris?
There he is.
Yes, sir. There he is. You know what, fearless leader? You play that part in your movie, and you play it to Oscar award-winning level, sir.
That's right.
Morning, Big Mike.
What's up, boss?
Hey, Leadfoot.
Good morning.
Hey, Mike, you hit the nail on the head for me this morning when you said you were tired of talking about one Kirk Cousins.
I'm over it, man. It's stale for me. I'm over it.
That's I feel you, and I feel for all the rest of the 92.9 radio personalities who have to talk about it throughout the day, and especially Freaky on the weekend, because he takes them calls, man. And sometimes I'm listening, I'm like, God, Freaky, cut him off. But I'm in that realm, too. I'm tired of it. I hope that this situation can come to an end. Hopefully draft day somebody wants him, but definitely at training camp. And speaking of trades, I know you guys hit on this, but what do you think the chances are legitimately that we move on from Kyle Pitts? I just think that attitude needs to go, and or Tyler Algiers. Is there really any momentum on them possibly getting traded? I don't want Algiers to go, but I'm just looking at it as another piece because we got the great running back in Bijan, obviously. But if there's any real traction to that, and as always, hashtag Squid Nation, hashtag Squid Squad.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for the call, man. Thanks for the call.
I'll start with Pitts. I don't see it. I think that there are a lot of NFL GMs and coaches out there that say, you know what? Let's see what Kyle Pitts does this year, and then we think, because a lot of coaches and GMs are always going to believe they can unlock a guy with that kind of talent, a former first round pick, and they might be able to do it for the cheap, because if he goes out and has another season like last year, he would not be making what he's making this year, which I think is around like 10.7, 11 million.
Yeah, he's making a lot of money.
The Tyler Algier thing, I know where it comes from. I know it was a rumor for one, and I know there are a lot of fans that always believe.
Yeah, we touched on it.
I think there's a lot of fans that always believe you get something for a guy if he's not going to be, and you know you're going to lose him in free agency next year. That said, doesn't make sense to me, because Tyler Algier is going to be one of the cheapest options you have as that second running back. One of the best options you have as that second running back, especially in a year where you don't have a lot of draft picks to go get, and you don't want to use them on a running back when you could have just kept the guy you had. Now, if you get like I don't think you ever would, but you get a second or third, maybe that would change the thought process, but to me, I would keep the 1-2 punch that you have on offense in the backfield for another year. And if Tyler Algier leaves, that's just the price of doing business. It means you picked a really good player.
Yeah, and also remember 2 years ago when you used Cordarrelle Patterson a little bit. You sprinkled him in a little bit. He had injury concerns, but you sprinkled him in a little bit. I think the problem for me, if you could get something for Algier, I think you move on it, but I don't think you're making calls about it. But the problem for me comes if Bijan were to get dinged up and need to sit out a game, where does that leave you? Jace McClellan? Carlos Washington?
Well, you would have to get a guy.
You would have to get a guy. That's my point. Is like, so it from, you know, from a preseason or offseason perspective, you go, oh, well, we got our guy in Bijan. But what if you don't? And then what if you actually need Tyler Algier to serve in that role, and there is nobody right now behind him?
And there's no such thing as going into the season these days in this era of the NFL with one running back. Derrick Henry maybe, but even, you know, Saquon, but those guys have guys that come in and spell them. And Derrick Henry to me is probably the only guy you can kind of look at that nobody knows the backup running back for him.
Yeah.
Because he's that.
And
that's not taking anything from Saquon. It's just that it's that workload. And Derrick Henry is surprisingly held up to it, like AP did as well.
Yeah, that's a good point.